drums echoing tonight. She hears only whispers of some quiet conversation. She's coming in 12:30 flight. The moonlit wings reflect the stars that guide the
conversation. Look at this, that's how they fight. Which I guess makes sense. What else would they do?
Oh, wow, getting the leg. This is like
sweep the leg.
Sweep the leg, Johnny.
Look at that.
Sit on his face. Sit on his face.
Oh, you were such a mean girl in high school. Although I forgot the scoliosis, so maybe you aren't.
No.
Look at that. Yeah, third world, but they got first world entertainment.
That's great.
Isn't that amazing? Can you imagine just looking out your window and seeing? That's better than MMA. I'd watch a giraffe fight over Colin McGregor any day of the week. I'll tell you that much right there.
Yeah, it's interesting. I mean, I'm always curious about, at least for these.
You're very curious, period.
Yes. All these shows like Earth, what is it called? Planet Earth.
Blue planet.
What do we live on? You know, they can just set up a camera and leave it there, or, you know, drone footage or whatever it might be,
yeah.
Like a GoPro that just sits somewhere. But for that looked like a home video. Like, did you just happen to catch them at a great moment? Or are you just on your retreat in your little villa hoping something will happen?
You know, it's not exactly like this is probably advertising 101, but if that were some sort of like driving safari, I would want that emblem of that safari on every single one of those videos on YouTube, you know, so you know what you're getting, what you're paying for, because that was a gem. I enjoyed it.
What do you think started the fight?
What always starts these fights?
Women.
Lady Giraffe. Thanks, Lady Giraffe. Just make a fucking choice. Otherwise, this guy just broke his giraffe leg because you couldn't choose between one giraffe or two giraffe.
Or just, like, let one of them down easy. Stop stringing them both along.
Thank you. You know what it reminds me of? Britney Spears in... Oh, look, my fingers are a little orange from Chino Snacks.
And by Gino Snacks, you mean?
What is it? Crazy? What's the video where she wears the, yeah, his balls, sorry. What's the one where she wears a little orange jumpsuit and she talks about getting lost in the game? Reminds me of that song.
Oops, I Did It Again.
Yes. Oops, Toxic. I Did It Again. That was a giraffe oops.
I played with your heart, got lost in the game.
See, she never listens to Britney's lyrics. I don't just listen to Britney. I hear her. All right? That's the difference between me and Joe.
I was obsessed.
I'm here for you, girl.
I was in eighth grade when the Slave for You video came out, and I used to watch like VH1 and MTV, like before I would go to school and when I would come home, and I watched the Slave for You video like every morning, and it was so inappropriate.
It's unbelievably inappropriate
for a 13-year-old to be watching, and yet I was wildly obsessed.
Well, Gino just wished that the Slave for You video starred black people. That's what he would always tell me. And I told him, those times are gone, Gino. Move on. Stop being such a bigot.
Yeah.
But, you know, you can take the boy out of Jersey. Look at that. All right. So that's – we just first saw Oops, I Did It Again. That is – oh, no. This is like a matchup. Or is this still the same video? I saw – I was at a – oh, yeah. It's sort of a mashup of both of them. I got you.
Mm-hmm.
Boy, her abs had abs back then, huh?
Yeah, thank God high-waisted jeans weren't in yet, because we would have missed all of that.
I don't. Why are high-waisted jeans in now? I mean, let's call them what they are. They're mom jeans. And at this point, it's going to get to 1985 time where the jeans are all the way up to the nipples. That's what I went through as a kid. It was a hellish time to be an American. Mm-hmm. Low-waisted is where it at. Is at. That always looked good. Girls of the 70s always
looked good.
Looks
good on a woman with a good figure. But women who, you know, have an extra large muffin happening. It's
muffin.
Not...
But see, even that makes it cute. Well, yeah, but what is the high-waisted jeans don't do anything? It doesn't hide it.
No, that's true. If you're fat, you're just fat.
Thank you. That's the name of your first self-help book. If you're fat, you're fat. And then it's you on the cover doing this.
Yeah.
No one will buy it. Look at that. She's wearing underwear over her jeans.
Yes. So weird.
Boy, you really did memorize this video.
I don't know why I loved it so much.
Well, I know
watching
why.
It again.
There wasn't a whole lot to it. This is pretty much it. Is that underwear? She's wearing underwear.
Like, what was I watching it for? Not for style tips. Like, I couldn't wear that to school.
Mrs. No Such
Thing. The guys looked way too straight for my taste as a 13-year-old.
That's true. back then, now.
Oh boy. I was in love with
her. She likes
so
her lady boys, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah.
Mm. I love mashups. Oh, Britney.
But unfortunately, so she was supposed to do another show out in Vegas. I went last winter.
Jesus, know your terms.
And she, or I think it was I guess not a tour yet, a residency in Vegas. It's canceled because her father, is ill. So
isn't he sort of like her, guardian, even though she's fucking 40?
Yes. Because when she had her meltdown, he was put in charge of her, I guess, health decisions. But I am so curious.
What are her health decisions? Not to eat tater tots while not wearing shoes and walking into a gas station?
Yeah,
like,
I guess so.
Those were her health decisions.
Listen, she's always been white trash, and that's what we love about her.
Yeah, man.
But I'm curious if the decision was made by her dad, like, you're not doing this tour now because I want you by my side, or if she...
Well, I don't think he trusts her to be anywhere but by her side.
Yeah.
By his side. I mean, you know, she's a danger to herself and America if she's not properly medicated and under the watchful eye of her white trash dad.
Man.
Who definitely has, like, one of those novelty t-shirts that says, that makes fun of his beer belly.
Totally.
You know?
Yeah.
Like, one of those things. You can see it.
Or something that talks about a mullet, you know.
Oh, man, they go to, like, arena-sized...
80s, ironically.
Yeah, they go to, like, arena-sized churches and then, you know, finger each other afterwards. I don't know.
Well, we hope he's on the mend.
Thoughts and prayers. Thoughts and prayers in a big, giant church with some cool guy playing on a acoustic guitar, adding a little rock and roll to the normal, regular Bible verse.
I think I've talked about this. I hate Christian rock music.
You fucking bigot.
So much. I hate it. And you want to know why? Because let's say I'm listening to the radio. When I used to drive and had a radio, I would be channel surfing. I'd find a station and be like, oh, this song is good. And then they say Jesus Christ is my Lord and Savior in the chorus. And I'm like, God damn it, they fooled me.
And also, not only are you offending God by not liking the music, but then you swear, take his name in vain when you don't like it.
Listen, I'm a believer. I'm a fairly good Catholic girl.
Are you referencing a monkey song?
Which is why,
God?
Which is why I only like Psalms. I only like... Like the legitimate, recognized by the Pope religious music. Anything else is blasphemous, in my opinion.
Well, we have, which one is this? The Seinfeld one.
Don't peel up.
Does she listen to Christian rock? Oh, is that just how you drive? Jesus is one! Jesus is all! Nicely done, Jesus, guys! How do you remember this episode?
And amen. So we pray, Jesus!
That's when you really bring the whole point home.
Yeah.
Was that Putty? Was that his radio station? I forgot Putty was so religious.
I'm not a fan.
What about
Creed? Like that type of stuff.
Creed?
Was Creed really? I know.
You know,
Creed
like the
religious
bands that are sort of Christian rock, but they don't really.
Yeah, like Nickelback.
Yeah.
Just kidding.
Was Nickelback Christian?
No.
I remember with the arms wide open.
But there's like sneaky Christian rock bands that aren't really that.
Well, I always liked.
Yeah, there's a sneaky one.
Well, yeah, he's so sneaky that he was in a sex tape with Kid Rock. That's how much he loves his Jesus.
Oh, I do love this song.
Well, I just heard the news today.
You know what? He saw pictures of rock stars but didn't have, like, a video component, so he would just do a lot of posing. Thinking that that's what they did in concerts. Like, it would just be a lot of this. And a lot of, like...
Yeah, he's in the elements. Yes. Oh, God. But this was before drones, so how did they get that shot?
Stream down my face. It's called God. God
with arms wide open.
Oh,
I do like Bon Jovi's Living on a Prayer. I guess that's kind of religious.
Is it, though? I mean, he's talking about being halfway there. It doesn't sound like God's really helping him that much. Johnny used to work out on the docks. Like, if God would help them, maybe he could get the fuck out of that dead-end job.
No. Every trial and tribulation
also, he's in Jersey.
Is God's blessing. God only gives you what you can handle, Bill.
Our DJs are killing it today. Look at that, man. God, how much time? All right, you're a chick. How much time does it take in front of a mirror to get your hair that feathered?
Listen, the higher the hair, the closer to Jesus.
Thank you. That's a Jersey term and an overall hair metal rock term from the 80s. Yeah.
So I was in an a cappella group in high school called Rebel Yell.
Of course you were.
Because we were the Howl Rebels. And we did this song. Ooh, 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 ooh.
Did you have to do the ooh, ooh, ooh part?
No, I think I sang the melody. Great.
You got to bring some of these old tapes. Wow. I always need more things to make fun of you for. Anyway. I like Living on a Prayer over Creed. That makes Creed tolerable.
Actually, yeah.
Look at that. Like, how long does that take to tease your hair to get it to do that?
But you know what? The Aquanet back then is totally different from now. Because we weren't concerned about ozone then. So the product was just, it held better.
Donald Trump famously noted that when he was complaining about something in one of his speeches. Because yeah. That's what the common man is interested in. The fact that Aquanet isn't as strong anymore.
You'd be surprised. Hold on.
You know, some of us don't need it. I'm wearing a hat.
Yeah, that's true.
God didn't give me a lot, but he gave me volume.
That will be on your tombstone.
Yeah. Hey, I had volume. Boy, it's, I don't know if you should hear it.
Halfway there. Okay.
All right, I guess we get the idea. You know what? Speaking of shit, I got one more thing from Africa for you. We'll do a little bet here without Gino. You happy about that? No Gino. New name of the show. No Gino with Bill Schultz and Joanne Osachinski. It would be an immediate bump. We got two dung beetles here. One you'll notice is making the dung. And you know, dung beetles, they make their dung into like little pellets. Like
I just want to say for everyone listening, you mean dung?
I said dung.
People might get confused.
Dung. Dung.
There you go.
Dung.
Perfect.
I'm going to make your crooked S's more crooked. So one of these dung beetles is like, he's a lazy guy. He doesn't want to do any of the work. And the other guy's been working real hard on his dung.
Uh-huh.
And I want you to start watching the beginning of this. I want you to figure out who ends up with the little pellet of shit.
Okay.
Okay? Nice. Could be some surprises. Could be some twists and turns. Let's take a look.
Oh.
Look at this guy.
Oh, wow.
This guy does not learn. But by the way,
I've seen dung beetles fighting, but
I love the narration.
Not much longer than this.
Look at this guy; will not take no.
Listen, times are hard. When you find a ball of dung, you gotta.
Thank you.
Fight for it.
You know what that dung beetle keeps saying? No shit. No shit. I did it. I just came up with that. All right. So look, he's just sitting over there ruminating over everything. It's like, what did I do wrong?
Crappy day.
What? All right, see, look, you think he would have changed his tactics. He went over there, had a timeout, and he's doing the exact same thing. But, whoa!
What?
So I think this fight is so interesting, and it would be great to share.
The other guy's like, no, I work so hard.
People from different social
this
media
guy's
platform.
Getting off
look
on this.
That.
He is having his best day.
Well, he hasn't seen anything like this since he first laid eyes on Dunn right outside in his yard.
Can we gamble on this?
We were... And you just ruined it. Actually, give your odds so we can pick the opposite. The dung beetle thing is already off. Dung? The NFL's reviewing it. They might, in the next season, call interference on certain dung plays. We won't know. We'll see if they'll try it out. They'll try it out in preseason.
I don't know. That dung ball looked extra inflated to me.
I love it when you say dung ball. I don't know why, but that was adorable. Say it again one more time.
No.
Say it!
People are going to lift it and replay it.
Yes, a dung ball, but really mean it. Like, the dung ball's flying right for your head. You're like, dung ball! Do it like that.
No, because if a dung ball is flying for your head, you don't have time to exclaim what it is.
No, dung balls get caught in the wind sometimes. And on a day like this, the dung ball is going to go very slowly. So, all right, giant dung beetle, right? Right past the camera. He's lining up like Oral Hershiser. I don't know. And he's about to pitch it right in your head. And you're just busy. And all of a sudden, you see the dumbbell coming. Say it. Just go, dumbbell!
No.
Do it!
No.
God, you are useless.
Ah, it's a ball of crap.
No! No! Dumbbell!
Ah, no.
Kind of sounds like Dances with Wolves. John Dunball. Anything else you got before we bring in our delightful guests? Thank you, dung beetle. Screw you, Joanne Osachinski. I know who my next co-host is.
No,
whichever,
I did.
Whichever Dunn Beetle won.
Just real quick, I saw another movie during award season movie. Can You Ever Forgive Me? It's that movie starring Melissa McCarthy where it's a serious role and she forges all these letters from famous people. It's pretty good.
Is it good?
Yeah, I really liked it.
So wait, did you see it in the theater?
No. I just saw the screener of it.
I want to get screeners.
It's really good. It's a great performance. There's nothing like huge or unexpected that kind of happens, but it's a really cool look into this real person's life. So
yes, she faked famous writer's letters and sold them because she was an alcoholic broke person.
A broke writer who's used to writing biographies in other people's voices.
And an alcoholic.
So she kind of used her talent.
Oh my God, that's Julius! It's a famous gay bar in the West Village.
You're saying alcoholic like you're judging her, Bill.
No, I'm saying like I finally, there's a movie that relates to me, that speaks to me and my needs. That is a very famous West Village bar.
Hey, maybe you should start forging letters.
Yeah, you need a good scam.
Yeah.
Like, I was thinking making giant balls of human dung and just rolling
them
around
Manhattan. Over it.
That's got to be a mutant. That's going to be a moneymaker. Huh?
I'll fight you over it.
I'll keep flipping you until you learn a different tactic, and then you take my dung.
Oh, God.
You, that's better than I drink my milkshake. You take my dung! Oh, I'm going to push giant ball of dung home as we speak. It'll keep me warm because it's very cold outside. I actually have one more thing for you because it's not much of a talker. I don't think our guests are going to have much of an opinion on it, and I don't even think I sent it to him.
Okay.
I love this because when I was a kid, we used to, not to put on airs, vacation in Wisconsin. First time you ever heard that sentence, huh? Vacation in Wisconsin.
I'm sorry.
One place called Bailey's Harbor, and I was quite the sand sculptor. I have many talents that you are not aware of, nor do you believe me. Look at this look of disgust in your face. I could sculpt your fucking face. I could sculpt anything out of sand. I was very good at it. But what would happen? Bullies, who may or may not were getting laid while I was doing my sand sculptures alone, would come over and wreck them, right?
Well, by bully, do you mean high tide?
Maybe there might have been that, too. I never understood how the moon worked. I would see it. And so what I would do is I would build all of my sand sculptures around giant rocks. Ah. And I saw a couple kids almost, if they didn't, or may have broken their feet trying to destroy my beautiful, beautiful sand sculptures. I was particularly fond of making sand alligators. They were very good. I got lots of compliments. Didn't get me laid, but I got lots of compliments. This is sort of the same thing. Take a look.
Using a massive tree stump as the base for their top hat topped creation.
I went to work on Monday and I came home to this on Monday night, which is the irony is pretty funny.
Someone saw the soon-to-be Lutz family's creation and tried to fracture Frosty with the front end of their truck. But they quickly realized their mistake when the plowed away snow showed Frosty's roots.
Instant karma, Ken. It's hilarious.
Badass.
You know, what goes around comes around in good ways and bad ways. So I guess probably everybody learns a valuable lesson here from Frosty.
Thank you, Frosty. We should have vacationed in winter in Wisconsin.
My only concern with that is
the tough times.
It's so close to the house.
I think you got
so someone.
John's agreed.
Someone drove their truck.
John also happens
to plow through that, but it's so close to the house.
John also happens to be dressed exactly like the driver of that truck, no doubt.
I know. When I hit that snowman, I was relieved there was a stump there because I thought I might slide through into their living room.
Yeah, exactly. If there was no stump there, they would have gotten straight into the house anyway.
Yeah. You don't think about that when you're driving up on somebody's snowman.
Look, if you're going to be an asshole, be an asshole. But think before you do this kind of shit. Yeah. Be an asshole. Be a dick. Little good it's going to do me, but that guy, well done. I wonder, was that place in Wisconsin?
This is one thing weird. This is obviously a guy in a studio in front of a green screen, but they have him in a winter hat and scarf and looking like he's outside in the cold, but he's not.
Well, that seems like more trouble than it's worth. Just interviewing him in front of the house. Like, I don't even get it.
I'm almost wondering, there's no video of the car hitting anything. There's no pieces of car anywhere.
Oh, are we saying this is a fake?
Either that or it happened like
fake news?
5 years before and then they staged it because it was such a good story.
Dude, this is an excellent call. I'm very impressed, guys. Great bit of detective work. No car parts.
He could have just built the snowman, drove his car up and made some marks, tapped the bumper to it.
Dude!
That's true.
You are absolutely on to something. You have to tweet this.
Wait, how much do you want to...
I'll find the TV
station. How much do you want to bet that this house is actually for sale? And they're trying to get more exposure and more people to come check out the house.
Oh, my God. Maybe. Is there a rhyming equivalent of Garrett gets results or John gets results? Because we need a graphic for that. Good fucking call. I bet you're also right that this was a super old story. I bet you that guy's like a producer on the channel. Uh-huh. Like, yeah, they just came in and... Oh, my God. Wow, I feel like we've really done some good here. I cannot wait to push my giant ball of human shit home with a smile on my face after all the good work we just did. You want to bring in our guests?
Yeah.
Sound more enthusiastic. Let's try it again. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. You want to bring in our guests?
Let's bring in our guests!
Sunball! You do it.
We have Randy Newton. Randy Newton. contently.com. She is a sober companion and recovery specialist. Great. Check her out at worldofrandy.com.
I like how you introduced that while I was pouring Jameson.
Stacy Pressman. Pressman Hour.
Oh, you got to promote this.
Also, I will be there as well February 2nd at Westside Comedy Club for the Queens of the Compound evening.
Yay!
And we have Justin Smith.
The pride of OKC.
Comic. There's nothing else written on here for you.
Hey, I asked you guys to send me stuff, you know? I'm only one man. But we'll get to all of your plugs at the end
half
of the
half of a woman.
I like promoting unprofessionalism.
That is the ethos of this show every goddamn day. Thanks for coming, you guys.
Thanks for having us.
I'm already excited just for the unbelievable undercover work. Although I guess it wasn't undercover. They just looked at a video and surmised things that Garrett and John just
They just noticed a very noticeable green screen.
Yeah, that I did not. An investigative journalist, I never really was. But I guess before we start, is there any advice for Joanne as far as the women of Compound? I mean, what is she doing? Is she emceeing it?
She's being Joanne Mosachinsky.
She's going to sit there and be like that?
Which means I'm going to talk about myself for an hour and a half.
Well, that, besides that, you know, she's going to host with Amory. She's going to help bring the comics on, tell some jokes, and be charming and lovely. So,
are you going to do stand-up?
Excuse me, audience. Which acting reel do you like? Do you like this one or do you like the other one? Which one? Which sweater looks best in an audition, do you think?
I mean,
she's
I need...
throw out her 8x10.
I need new headshot help. So people... There we go. Yeah. So we have some awesome ladies who will be joining us. I'm very excited. Also, notice Karen's and my photos. Hers is the thirsty version. Mine wants to be an ad for Lord & Taylor, but I just missed the mark.
Lord & Taylor's closed.
I cannot wait.
I know.
This is my first porn cover faces, too.
Yes.
You look fresh and innocent.
Yes.
And now we're...
Karen just looks like she's the bratty younger sister in a sitcom. Like, yeah, coming to NBC's this fall. Karen's Catastrophes. I don't know. I can't come up with a better name. Chrissy always just looks like she's in a Roger Rabbit film.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's always a little cartoonish element to every one of her photos. That is going to be a great lineup.
Oh, wait. Yeah, it's not February 2nd. Naked. The wrong date was on here. February 9th.
February 9th.
It's a Saturday.
I just couldn't pace it.
I messed it. It's my fault. I'm sorry.
Get your tickets. And how much of proceeds are going to?
A portion of the proceeds are going to a charity. I think it's called Her Justice. It's for women who are in domestic violence and need lawyers.
That's right.
Boo! Go in spite of that terrible, terrible cause.
That's horrible, Bill. That's horrible, Bill. You might need that lawyer.
I don't care.
Need that lawyer when you get beat.
Justin and I are outnumbered. I'll do it. You guys, before we get to our awesome stories, quick question. Why does Louisa go? I know she goes by Flutesy because she plays a fucking flute on Eastside Dave. But why professionally? Does she go by Flutesy? Do we have an actual reason? Is she trying to escape a stalker? What's going on here?
She's always Flutesy.
Her
like
only
this.
Profession
is a
being Flutesy.
Being Flutesy?
She's like, not like, doesn't have her own show or anything like
it's
that.
It's like Cher, but it looks sounds like it's on a kid's show. It's like a what name?
It's like asking, why does Big A go by Big A or Bobo go by Bobo?
I guess you're right.
Wait, John, are you saying she's transitioning into a flute?
I know, it sounded weird. Yeah, into a flute, totally. No, I think into a model. So she is changing some of her info, but I guess everyone just knows her by Flutesy. That's how I know her.
Like
I didn't know her name was Louisa until like a week ago. So we call her Floopy.
Yeah, that's because I had the presence of mind to actually look up her real name like a gentleman. I still can't pronounce her last name, but I tried.
I felt we should include her. She's one of the women of the compound.
She absolutely is. No, I'm glad.
I like her. I think she should be included.
And you guys need some musical accompaniment. Which one do you... Speaking of ladies... Ladies' choice for the first one.
I mean, I really just want to get to this.
Oh, yeah.
This is a study about Americans and their cars, our personal relationships with cars. Apparently, 60% of drivers consider their cars to be full-fledged part of the family. 56% of car owners go as far as naming their vehicle. The average car owner sleeps 2.5 nights in their car.
Got some thoughts on that, Gino?
The only thing Gino's ever excelled at. Eats 6 entire meals in it. I feel like that's way higher. And has sex in it 3 times.
Gino's safe on that one.
55% treat their car to some TLC, like a wash. A wash? A wash or a wax.
My car is named Sonia, as in crime and punishment.
Say that again?
Oh.
My car is named Sonia.
Oh, my God.
I didn't know they made crime and punishment on audiobook. That's
Sonic,
nice, you know?
And if you change the C to an A, it's Sonia. So there you go.
And as in crime and punishment, that just means you're a fan of vehicular homicide. Fucking crook. Yeah. Bowl people over for
fun
and profit.
Not going to anything. That was brilliant. I'm
you know what? We know
don't pretend. Pretend. We know that's named after the Mortal Kombat character. Pretend like you read.
Oh, yeah. Good call. He's not literary.
Speaking of names, apparently whoever wrote this article thinks these are the 15 funniest car names. I don't know how they found all of these. Slayer, Earth Mover, Baby Sweet Lil Caden.
What?
Pujo, Fancy Jenny, Grease Lightning. These aren't funny. These are just
but not
weird.
Even original.
And these sound like all bad tattoos.
Know. Yeah.
What kind of cars is like a Honda named Cujo? That would be sad.
Miss Tiggly Winkle.
That's a Prius, definitely.
Oh God, Yoda, Professor Yaffle. Like, these make no sense
There's
to me.
There's one named Kermit. Let me guess, the Kermit and Yoda ones were green cars.
Yeah, like
little
green
brain
bugs.
Busters there, motherfuckers. Why are we making fun of these people? They've done nothing
All right, us. So who has a car here or has ever had a car?
I've had multiple cars.
Okay, everyone. So we'll go around the helm here. Justin, what did you name your car?
I never named my car.
What?
Thank you. Because you're normal. Oh, wait,
don't
that.
Play this yet. Wait.
Oh, my God.
Noah really wants to cue this up.
With this episode.
Noah really wants to cue this up.
First we'll do names, then we'll continue on. So you didn't name yours.
No. I didn't name. I'm from Oklahoma. I had family members that worked and lived on ranches, so you don't name the animals either. It doesn't mean you don't care for them. It's just
kill them.
You just, like, it's just, you don't. Like, you don't name something that doesn't have, like, a personality. Like, it's not, like, a thing.
True.
There must have been a dividing line about which animals you named and which you didn't. I don't know anyone that doesn't name their horses.
Animals have personalities.
I know people that don't name their cows, but...
Well, but he's saying if you name a horse, the horse doesn't know its fucking name.
Sure they do. Some of them do.
They do not.
They do.
Okay.
I used to work on a ranch.
You say the name in the pitch. So they don't hear the name. They hear a cadence.
Okay, but
so you could say
part of a name.
You could say something and then say this something completely different. But if you said it in the same cadence, they would still come.
Joe is.
They don't know the name. They know the cadence.
They know that.
Hey, but
that's part
to
of
that,
right, I'm getting real.
To that point,
I know you're really passionate.
A Chicago guy telling an Oklahoma guy about horses. Get the fuck out of here.
I used to work at a ranch in Montana. There, cowpoke. We got a lot more mountains and
Let's
horses
keep
than you. Can.
With a horse, Bill? I don't think so.
Well, we'll
Justin,
talk after.
Well, have you ever named your penis?
No, I don't think so.
You don't? Oh, that's yes, and he does not want to share.
I don't think so.
Does that have a personality?
If you use the same cadence.
Do women name their vaginas? I know guys even name their
vaginas. No, I would never name my vagina.
Once in college.
You don't have to tell me the name, but at least rhyme with it. Please say it's Kermit.
Oh, God, no.
I don't think you should name
Schmish
your own.
Miggy.
I think somebody else should name it. That's the thing. It's like, I think that's what.
Yeah, no, but that's the thing. It is other people naming it.
Yeah.
Randy, what about you? You ever name a car?
No, I had a Volkswagen Jetta in college, and, well, I did give someone a blowjob in it.
Nice.
You're welcome, whoever that was.
And I didn't name it, but, yeah, that oral sex thing only happened once in the car. Wait.
No, it happened twice.
Driving or otherwise? Like, he, parked or driving?
He was driving.
Oh,
and
dead. All right.
Yeah, it was in a residential area, so there was no chance of any accidents.
It's going around the cul-de-sac.
Pretty much.
So two sacks were going around, huh?
Hey. Oh, and then we did have sex in that. Well, I could just go on. Anyway.
I love memory lane we're driving down right now.
Yeah, driving down. Maybe that's all I should say, but... no, I didn't name my Volkswagen Jetta, but I really did like that car.
I will never look at a Jetta the same way again. I had no idea they were so hot.
Apparently.
Yeah. I don't look at a Jetta and think immediately aphrodisiac, but I will now.
Stacey, you name everything.
I don't have a car, and I don't have a license. So.
You don't have a license. I've had to drive a car you were in one time.
No, I don't have a I don't know how to drive. And I've given, I've had Roadhead. And I've given
Roadhead. Roadhead. How does that even work?
It was well, you weren't driving, so that's terrifying.
Yeah, actually, that is true.
We pulled over by a dumpster. Anyway, that's your story. I've had sex in a car. I've eaten in a car. I've peed in a car. I've done everything in a car.
Was this recently you peed your pants in a car?
Yes, in Angela's car. I peed in a Dunkin' Donuts cup in Angela Riley's car. So,
well, Karen Thien one time told us about I'm really promoting the show right now, especially the combat.
Karen Thien,
she took a dump while driving sister in the passenger seat. Remember that? And she was driving. Her sister had to help her clean it up. It was like white seats and stuff like that.
Where did she put it? In a cup?
It was the kind that's easier to clean up, best way to put it,
why didn't they pull over?
It was one of those things they were looking for a rest stop, and it just all of a sudden it's not up on
you. Why do you don't, like, maybe it's just because I worked in the oil field for so long, and I've taken shits and pisses in so many random places.
Oh, yeah.
How do you not know how to pull the car over, open both doors so you have a private... The only thing is looking at you is the fucking cow across the street. And you sit there and you just go... You can use, like, the seat as leverage or whatever. Listen,
if me
as a 250-pound normal-sized human being can sit down... I can't believe that didn't make anybody laugh. if I can sit and do that...
I'm too busy
How can two girls, like, not do... Like,
look,
I don't understand.
Okay.
It's a gender thing. I really think so.
I think when you have to go to the bathroom and you can't hold it in, it just comes out. It happened to me a few times.
There's that, too.
You practice the Kegels, Stacey.
No, the back.
Oh. Kegels. Do you have ass Kegels?
I don't know. But when you have diarrhea, you can't hold it, you can't hold it.
I've noticed lately women are getting better about that. Like, I would say 30 years ago, there was still, like, sort of an onus over public peeing for women. But now, like, if you go, like, say, by, like, the Comedy Cellar or something like that, you'll just see girls right across from it, not even hiding, sitting on the kind of – or, like, kind of position themselves in between two cars. So, like, they're kind of sitting, but not. I don't know how you describe it. But
squatting.
There is this great video.
Come on, Bill. We'll probably see it.
Oh, God, yeah.
we're totally getting off topic here, but there's this great video of this girl at a bus station or, like, waiting for a bus on a bench. She has to shit. You see her pull down her panties.
No.
She puts just one cheek on the edge of the bench. You see her shit, I guess, into a bag or something.
Brilliant.
Like, nothing is happening, and then she just moves back over and, like, picks up the bag and throws it away. Like,
that's ninja.
Incredible.
Elegant. Is she single?
Elegance.
I don't know if you can find impressive. That video.
She must be Asian.
Oh,
it was not
no,
this.
She's no, bag lady.
It was like a cute Asian girl. I'm pretty
I knew
sure.
she was Asian.
So she had a skirt
how do you know,
on.
How do you know she's not cute?
That I knew
yeah,
she
had a hat on.
Only an Asian woman could, like, poop like that.
Oh, my gosh.
She practices.
I had
that move.
I was on St. Mark's in 3rd one time, and I watched one of the can ladies. Uh-huh. She's, like, the most adorable. She's, like, an old – just I mean, like, you're, like – it. This is like, she's like a sorcerer in another life. Like, that's how, like, old she is. And she's the sweetest person. We used to go, we still do it, but, like, we would go to, like, Ray's on St. Mark's and just sit and people watch on the, because they have, like, a great balcony. So you get to see, like, people from, like, Kansas see gutter punks for the first time. And it's great.
What a gutter
punk. Great.
What a gutter punk.
You don't know what a gutter punk is?
No.
How long have you lived in this city?
My whole life. Oh, is it those people that, like, are, like, kind of druggy and they have, like, they smell? But they're not like they're young kids.
Yeah.
Not like Bill. Like Bill. If Bill has
this, is it?
Oh my God!
This is it?
Wow!
How the fuck did you stumble upon this?
I don't remember.
And she's wearing white.
I think the
my God!
No! No!
Oh my!
Oh no! Oh! Are you kidding me?
Well, she's clearly done it before.
I'm impressed, but I'm appalled.
Listen, this is 100% staged.
No way.
I don't want to tell you.
Garrett, you think so too?
It's very fetishy.
That is too CGI.
It's very No, it's fetishy.
Fetishy. There's a guy who's just who's filming with his phone.
Oh my god!
And just so happens to catch a woman shitting,
perfectly shitting, in a very elegant, sexy way.
Security cameras don't have window blinds in the it's cut off weird.
Don't you think that's fetishy? Like, that's a fetish thing?
Where are we as a society, Japan?
But moving from disgusting to even more disgusting, getting back on track with the car. Yes. From having sex in the car to having sex with your car.
Ooh.
So when I read this story, I immediately remembered the episode of My Strange Addiction.
Love it.
Where this man is in love with his car. And he has sex with his car.
And the car's name is
Chase. This is not it.
Where
is this guy shitting too?
Does he use the tail?
Oh my god.
Ew, yucky.
Okay. This is not the guy.
Oh god.
Wait, did you say yucky?
He was just fucking the tailpipe.
His car name
Look
is
at
just
this.
Chase.
Fuck the Look at these tender kisses.
Everything just together just seemed to fit.
That looks like Gino's car. Is that Gino's car?
Nathaniel's obsession first developed as a teenager.
Yep.
He would build model cars.
It always does.
But he didn't find true love until he met
Chase. Watch this.
But keep in mind, this is a male car.
Because the subtle lines and
curves. Gay. He's gay.
So
he's a homosexual.
Gay for male cars.
His car sexuality is very fluid.
My initial reaction was I was kind of shocked. It was kind of weird because it was just hard to understand.
I don't.
He's a good kisser.
Objectophilia is when a person can have a strong emotion.
The Eiffel Tower.
So would you put them in the
Damn.
Same?
Honestly, I don't know why I feel the way I do.
So would you put him in the same category as furries? Because I guess those are.
No, this is
at least fur. Like you can cuddle with a furry.
It's a person underneath the furry,
and you can be covered up, so no one will have to know that you're one.
What is he doing with it?
You know what I bet started this for a lot of people of a certain age, Knight Rider. I mean, the car's talking back to you, like...
Or the car doesn't talk back to you. That's
funny. I mean, here's the thing with this is, like, everybody talks about how ridiculous this is. I mean, like, people are saying, oh, this is so fucking stupid. It's dumb. Like, you have you're sexually attracted to your car, you talk to your car, you're in love with your car, but try to take somebody's cell phone away from them, and now all of a sudden it's like, I look at porn on my phone, I get emails on my phone, I talk on my phone, I communicate through my phone. You try to take the phone away, and everybody's lost. But you look at a guy like this, who, I mean, like, the color's decent. I mean, it's like, I mean, you know, like, it's a sexy color, it's not like fucking puke green.
Jetta.
Justin, tell me about your first time with a tractor.
I'll tell you something. It was definitely a deer. That's for sure. Not one of these fucking foreign tractor fans.
Oh, I can't look at him. Fuck his car.
He's got better facial hair than
Justin,
me.
Justin, you don't like fuck your.
Is he fucking it?
That's the difference.
Yeah. From underneath, I guess.
He might be attached to cuddling. It's more of an emotional attachment with a cell phone.
Randy,
than a
sexual
isn't he
kind of good looking?
I mean, he's okay. I'm honestly obsessed with this particular episode. I'm so happy you brought it up. I've seen it several times. I wouldn't date him. And the car thing is kind of a turnoff.
Yeah.
You know? Like
he's a kind of. Like, yeah, maybe.
Deal breaker.
All right.
If it were like a Mercedes or a better car. Is that a Ford? What is that?
Looking like a true gold digger. I love it.
Well, and by the way, it's rare that we ask for favors from fans, but I wanted to couple this with that famous Will Ferrell Saturday Night Live ad called The Mercury Mistress. And it's the car you have sex with. And it's Will Ferrell gently making love to his sexy car.
Really?
And an ad. It was a long time ago. We've run it before, but NBC Universal's gotten all fucking busy on their stupid videos, and we couldn't find it anywhere. But if you see that online, I couldn't even find it on the SNL site. It's great. It's hilarious. But someone sees
it. Is he
that.
In a committed
we'll
relationship with the car, or they're in an open relationship?
Well, I don't think he fucks around.
He doesn't like when other people drives him. Chase, the car's name. He doesn't like that.
I love the fact that you know that. You watched the whole thing, didn't you?
No.
He came out to his dad about dating the car.
As a gay man?
Well, I mean, no, just like, hey, Dad, I'm dating my car.
Okay.
And his dad was like, what?
Yeah,
are you serious? It was amazing.
You know, there's a flip side to this coin, which is maybe the guy just wanted to be on my weird addiction. and that this is all completely fake. I think the dad's reaction was, you're kidding, right? And he sort of like when the camera wasn't looking at him.
That's the best case scenario, Bill.
I mean, like, what I still don't understand like why people like every person here, I mean every person like every person watching this, every person at this desk has like a weird thing, and the fact that that dude like just put his weird thing out there.
No, I
was like, "Oh my god, I can't fucking his car, that's so fucking ridiculous." But every
it's a
person
weird thing to be thirsty
has like weird shit. We all have weird
this
shit.
This is a relationship.
Okay.
He's having sex with
not
a car.
Just, I'm obsessed with my car. I think my car is the best, and
I think
it feels good
enough
when
women,
I put my cock
enough,
in it.
There's enough women at this desk that have things
I'm
in their
dude.
In their
very right. defensive about this man.
No, I'm just saying, like people just like look at people like that. And they're like, oh, look at how fucking stupid he is. But you have a fucking fleshlight or a dildo. It's the same thing. You have
no,
a sexual.
It's not.
It 100% is.
I don't have a dildo. A and B. I would not take a dildo over a real person.
And a tailpipe feels like.
Oh my gosh! The hypocrisy is killing me.
It was a rough 2018. I'm not judging nobody. I understand that, but I mean, you know, it's like. It's one thing to be having sex with the cars. It's another thing to contact the producer of My Weird Addiction and, you know.
It's an emotional
relationship. Oh, yes! Thank you, guys! Respected.
Oh, the same car.
Oh, that's what I got to run.
Famous. Chase is famous.
So much, you want to share your most intimate moments.
That's where I got to run. Wasn't Will Ferrell.
Well, now, you can. Introducing the new
like
Mercury Mistress. The world's first car that you can actually
oh, it's the same thing. I think they stole it, the Strange Addiction. He has a couple of
things.
Yeah.
I'm
behind. That's great.
Motor Trend Magazine says, with its superior rack and pinion steering and anti-lock disc brakes, the Mercury Mistress handles like a freaky European gymnast.
That's so funny. Oh, I think they stole it. I think that My Strange Addiction stole it from that commercial.
It's a red car.
I think you're right. Oh, God. That's why I fucked up, guys, because I did Will Ferrell instead of Chris Parnell. And you know what? That's My Strange Addiction. For thinking one's the other. But, oh, my God, that one still holds up. I just love it. It's always the little things, like when he's, like, looking to make sure he doesn't get caught. Sorry. Yeah. I don't know if you're more disgusted at me. The topic, or you pick the fucking story. I don't want to hear it from you.
Love it.
And since you did, you can pick the next one. I'm going to be watching that at least five times when I get home. Finally have something to look forward to.
Do we care about space or air travel?
Got a lot of travel-themed stuff today, huh?
I know, right? Or the Pope? Yell it out, peeps.
Space.
All right.
Final frontier.
Inside the first space hotel.
That you can have sex with. You didn't read that part.
I did not. Yes. I don't read all the stories. It could open in 2 years for the very low price of $10 million.
Mm.
You can drift in the Earth's orbit and see 16 sunrises a day.
So that's amazing.
It's the Aurora Station. Renderings of this space hotel were just recently released. It would be a 12-day stay on board this hotel. Six people, four are guests, two are employees, crew. But it's not just the 12-day trip. There is also apparently an online test you have to pass. Then you go into training.
We have I think there's like an artist rendering or something if they scroll down the Daily Mail. And there we go.
They go into like some... you have to do training because, you know, there's zero gravity stuff happening.
Wow. I want to sleep in that.
And then when you get back to Earth, there's a big celebration because you're hopefully still alive.
When the Titanic would pull in, or if it did.
Man, I hope this turns just like the Fire Festival. I hope they just go, they show up, and they can't get back. And there's just a Jamaican guy being like, man, we don't know what happened. Ja Rule was
in
charge.
There, you see, it's the Blue Man Group. They're doing a show in space. It's all happening.
I don't understand. Only two people for 16, and you're paying that much money? Mm-hmm. Two servants?
I just think,
I know, right? You need
just think that's this is the new inheritance tax, because like we can't take money from rich families, so we just send their spawn into space, hope they die, and then eventually it'll just get back to everybody.
Cash in on that policy.
How long does it last? How long are you up in
it's a 12-day visit. Now,
I think you would go cuckoo after
as,
all, right?
Yeah, as of right now, it's just those. It looks like it's just those three rooms. The creators of this space station have said, sort of like a mole city, there's room for growth. Like, they could build more pods or whatever onto this main structure.
Mole or like a hamster?
Maybe hamster. What...
Just other things you can have sex with.
I don't know about animals.
How much bad TV are you watching, Jim?
I know, truly.
No kidding, God.
No, but moles do that too, right?
Yeah.
Just don't have sure. Take mole it easy. City. Calm down, sure. All right?
But I feel like, yeah, it's close quarters. Like, even a 12-day all-inclusive resort in the Bahamas, you get bored by day 8.
Yeah.
You know? Yes. Like, you're ready to go home.
Absolutely. Yeah. And you cannot leave the aircraft or you will die.
Yeah, completely. I mean, the whole cabin fever thing, except it's a cabin that floats above the earth.
And what if you get a fever?
Yeah. I wonder how many miles you get for that.
That's a great call. You'll never have to pay for air travel again. Ship pays for itself.
Wow.
I'll have 9 million miles in my account, my American Express. Listen,
if you can pay $10 million for a vacation, you're not getting a fever. Like, that's broke people shit.
Yeah, actually, yeah.
But who do you think would be one of the first celebrities or rich people who would want to go visit?
Lance Bass from NSYNC. Because sure. You know he's got some unresolved issues about never going into space.
That's right. I forgot about that.
I talked to him about it once, and he was not very happy about
really?
It.
Really?
Was he upset that you brought it up?
I think he was. I think he was. It happened a few years ago, and I was like, hey, are you still going to go to space?
Uh-oh.
And he was like, I don't want to talk about it.
That's hilarious. Oh, now, did he have a private benefactor, or was he going to do this out of his own wallet?
I think Russia was going to help him. I don't remember.
Putin strikes again. I don't know what that means.
He was a big fan of, was it the Backstreet Boys or NSYNC?
NSYNC.
Oh, like you don't pretend you don't know.
Wink.
It's not very luxurious either. Like, it didn't seem like yeah. If I'm going to spend, it wasn't even that nice.
I mean, obviously a lot of it's the fuel and the fact that you're outside of Earth, but
still.
Let's flip the question. How much would you need to be paid to go up and do that?
Ooh.
About $50.
Really? You would do it for $50.
I'd probably do it for a Burger King gift certificate at this point.
God.
And also, it makes for a good story once you're back, if you get back. Always something to remember. Aliens, if you've ever watched it, shit happens.
Yeah.
How about you?
I think I would need $1 million.
For 12 days?
It's getting up there and getting back. Like, you could explode.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, you'll just go to Jamaica on a two-prop plane and just drive through the most dangerous, like favelas and ghettos in the world. And you're like, man, this is all right. We're good.
Yeah.
You're totally fine with that. You're driving past dozens of machetes.
I'm closer to the ground.
Yeah, well, you know what? Carolyn Kennedy, JFK Jr., what? He probably paid about $5 million for a Cessna. She went in with that horrible pilot all the time until finally, right in the water. And they were just going to Nantucket.
No, but truthfully, I don't do single engine or single pilot.
Really?
That's a rule I have.
Like you've ever had that option.
Tell me, you get an audition, they want to fly you out to L.A. and give you an audition, but it's a single prop plane.
They
You're
don't
not going?
They don't fly out to L.A. on one.
I need good weather.
They don't fly
Stacey,
you out
this
there.
Is a hypothetical situation. Don't defend her.
It's a jet. They'll fly her out in a jet.
No, they won't.
That's her rider.
Fly her first class. I have another amendment to that. If it's John Travolta, then yes, I will fly.
You like John Travolta?
I love him, and he's a pilot.
Yeah, there's other things he is as well. That you keep barking up the wrong tree with these dudes, I'm telling you.
Joanne.
Absolutely not.
He's the manliest man I know.
Travolta just looks like you took 1980s Travolta and then just left him out in the rain for like a week. And he's like waterlogging now.
He's an Italian
Wait,
sponge.
Would you join Scientology for him? Because that's how you can get him.
I wouldn't. I you know, they would find me out real quick that I was there for the wrong reasons.
Yeah.
Everyone's there for the wrong reasons. Anyone with a brain on their heads knows it's just networking with other people that may be weird. That's his home. That is, he parks his planes there. Look at that.
Oh, wow. That's
it looks very similar.
Where's Travolta from? like
New York,
Xenu.
Interesting.
I think New Jersey or New.
Is he from Jersey? No,
or New York somewhere.
See, he couldn't be bothered to Illinois? Wear his toupee that day.
No, I think he's in.
He's from Jersey.
Jersey,
Brooklyn. Yeah.
Brooklyn or New York?
He's a Jersey girl.
That overhang for that plane is so.
Yeah, well, I don't even get it.
That's white trash. As like
what to overhang? Oh, that thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It doesn't look like it's doing much there. I mean, I guess that's just so people. If it's raining,
like, it looks like it's made out of aluminum siding.
Well, it's like a car park.
Yeah.
You know.
That's
you just
like,
have
yeah,
to dig out
plane,
the back of your car from
that's
the
white
snow.
Trash as fuck.
Hey, do you guys have that photo of he? It was just recently, like within the last 2 days. Travolta's finally not wearing his toupee.
Oh, I did see that.
Did you see that? Yeah.
I thought he shaved it for a role.
Oh, yeah. He shaved it. There's something to shave.
Wait, let me see his toupee. Lack of toupee.
He's bald now. Isn't it for a role?
All right. So that's him without his toupee. There. He got busted right there.
He's slowly turning into Nicolas Cage. I love it.
Yeah. No
it's a real face off.
Yeah, really? Seriously?
He looks good bald.
Okay.
And Bruce Willis?
See, I like him bald.
All the action stars are just turning into each other.
He looks like Andrew Sullivan in more ways than one. Although I guess only one of them has AIDS.
He kind of does look like a...
There he
that
is.
That looks so fake.
That's fake,
That's a face mashup. Oh. That's like two weird people.
Wow. Ooh.
There he is. There's the real Travolta.
So he had lip implants there.
He got the wrong implants.
Wow.
Oh, look at him.
Nice fever.
Wow, the miracles of Rogaine. Why? You still find him attractive?
I'm attracted to talent, Bill.
And you still find him attractive? Have you seen Gotti?
And by talent, I mean two planes at your
home. All right, other than having an iconic director, when was Travolta amazing?
Have you seen Look Who's Talking Now?
Welcome
the third
back,
chapter.
Saturday Night Fever.
All right. How about something in the last 20 years?
Okay. Was Michael you. 20 years ago where
Michael
he plays that
right.
angel?
I enjoyed Michael.
That was great.
Yeah.
I feel like that was over 20 years ago, though.
That's a
time flies.
Well, we're reaching now, aren't we?
Yeah.
Oh, well,
Pulp Fiction.
By the way, since you brought the Fire Festival up,
what's the Fire Festival?
That is, there are not one but two documentaries on this boondoggle. One is on Netflix. I don't remember where the other one is. I think it just came out in limited release.
I just watched the Hulu one last night.
Yeah, how is it?
It's not as it's all right.
So watch the Netflix one.
I mean, I would watch them both because here's the thing: is the one of them is made by people that were involved with the festival.
I don't trust that.
And yeah, well, I mean, you know, it depends.
Well, you don't because you're they're going
to
you
get
you
your news.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, but I don't trust it if it was people that were made by the festival because they're going to try to justify that it wasn't as much of a con.
Listen, every documentary has an angle. Was it the Hulu one that was made by the people?
Wait, tell me the Fire Festival.
Okay, so it was basically
these
guys set up this island. Well, actually, you describe it. Basically, Ja Rule was the main headliner, right? By the way, that should tell you.
He was like the. It's like you know how they always sold like the Nets moving to Brooklyn by like like Jay-Z owns part of, like, but he's not really like. He doesn't really own the Nets.
Yeah.
It's like it's more like he's the front man. That's what Ja Rule was.
Okay.
And so it was this like, is a music festival.
Like Coachella?
It gave him credibility is basically what it was. So that's how they cuz like nobody knew the guy that was actually like
yes.
I mean, like it was like a flim-flam man.
Mm-hmm. It was supposed to be like a Caribbean Woodstock, but without any musical talent whatsoever and no food.
Oh, yeah, they got there. And
there's the food,
Oh, I heard that story. Yeah, it was like a whole scam. It was like a Coachella type thing, right?
It went from bad to worse. It ended up being like Lord of the Flies. It's very interesting. Really? I can't wait to see. So wait, which one do you recommend? The Hulu?
It really does depend. Like, they're like, there's
I want
honest,
the unauthorized.
More honest moments in the... Hulu one, I think, but it's not as fun to watch.
Okay,
the other ones like they get like fun quotes and it's like oh, but like you get to see like the main guy answer questions and he like you see him like melt away, which I'm telling you, I love
still
watching somebody
himself.
Squirm is one of my favorite things.
So was the main point of this like to get influencers, celebrities to hype up this festival? They all go and it's a piece of shit.
No, I mean basically, you're watching a. Basically, they took Enron's pyramid scheme model, and then they made it into a festival.
Oh. Wow.
Because what he was doing was he was building a brand, and he was constantly like he would take hustles and he would use whatever hustle he had, and he would use the money from the hustle to fuel the next. So like he just kept, but his thing kept getting bigger and bigger and bigger.
Like Bernie Madoff.
Yeah, exactly what I just said.
Enron. You said Enron. You didn't say Bernie Madoff.
But that's what I'm saying is like it just kept building and building and building until he just one of his ideas like didn't work.
Oh.
And the whole thing fell apart.
Yeah.
Well, the Daily Mail picked up on one particular part of the Netflix version. I can't believe they both came out at the same time. Billy McFarlane, the festival fraudster that we just saw there, ordered, quote, a gay employee to perform a sex act on a customs official when he could not cover the $175,000 fee to release 4 truckloads of avian water. Wow. Now, remember, these people had nothing. They had, like, cheese sandwiches maybe, like, once or something. Andy Keane is an event production planner in NYC who helped Billy McFarlane put together a disastrous fry festival. Here's how McFarlane got... Oh, I have so many questions about this. Here's how McFarlane convinced him to go down on this gay customs official. Well, you're a wonderful gay leader, and we need you to go down. Will you suck dick to fix this water problem? Here's the worst part. The guy was up for it. He said that he got mouthwashed and changed his clothes and went down there to suck this gay customs official's dick.
Proving once and for all, a man in a uniform is great.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. FBI officials are apparently investigating this. They figured out a legal way to do it so that the blowjob never ended up happening. But
you gotta take one for the team sometimes.
Wow. All right. Yeah, Stacey, I'll go to you first. Like, is this loyalty? There's the guy in question. Believe it or not, it's the I believe it's the gray haired guy is the blowjobber, prospective blowjobby.
Mm. It was life and death. I mean, it was a blowjob.
Thank you.
It was like he had to get the water for all those people that were.
Actually, in that sense, he's the real hero. But I have to tell you, and in reading this 5 times, which was odd, but in reading this and rereading this, I have to say this guy seemed a little too excited about his duty or his to fall on the sword or dick or whatever it was.
He was gay.
Randy, yeah. I think there's something to be said about people that might be turned on by being ordered to do something like this. And this guy seemed like he fit the bill.
I think so. I'll suck it. Sure. For water? He should have, like, aimed higher. Like, it's like, why didn't he offer to suck a dick for, like, a whole bunch of champagne? You know, but whatever. It was an emergency situation.
So the label was the problem, is what you're saying?
Yeah, I prefer Fiji water over Evian.
Yeah, definitely.
But I don't think Fiji is bougie. Like they don't serve Fiji in clubs.
No, it's just
they do actually.
It's like, but Evian, like Evian's is the better brand.
Actually, Nestle is the best brand.
It says who?
Which is actually owned by Evian.
Oh.
I hate Nestle, too. It tastes funny to me.
Guys, you're killing our environment, all right? Just drink tap. Justin, is this guy a real hero, or is this much ado about some type of blowjob?
I think the whole thing is like being an employee like that and being necessary and having a secret is one of the most vital things. So everybody talks. The idea that he's like that everybody's like, oh, like he's just like the gay aspect of it. It's like, it's nothing to do with it. It's the fact that if you have a CEO, a guy that's making millions and millions of dollars, you see him doing all these things, and you know that if you have a secret with that guy, you have power.
Oh,
and now you got leverage.
That's a great point.
And now you can do whatever you want. Now all of a sudden you can meet powerful people.
Oh, I got so much shit on Fox News. I wish we talked a lot of time ago before I signed that non-disclosure.
Can I ask a question about this? So when the people are stuck on the island, is that the whole thing and they cut off? Is that what happened?
Well, that's Justin. I haven't seen
it. Google it. Watch it.
Okay. No, so were there celebrities on the island too that got stuck?
I mean, did they actually get talent?
No celebrities went there because their contracts weren't fulfilled.
Oh, okay.
Oh, because of the whole pyramid scheme thing. So, like, did even Ja Rule show up?
Yeah, just, hey, You guys just, right, you guys just
watch. Oh, we're just going to film you telling us about it scene by scene by scene. You guys, this was wonderful. Apart from Joanne's weird obsession with people who have sex with cars, get help. Justin, we'll start with you guys. Go down the table. Plug, promote. Let us give us some dates.
This weekend I'm at Wisecrackers in Wilkes-Barre, and then 2 weeks from now I'm at Carolina Comedy Club in Myrtle Beach. I'm working a bunch of new material, so if you want to see me work out a bunch of stuff, the next 2 weekends I'll be on the road.
And don't put it on your iPhone.
Everything on justinsmithcomedy.com. Thank you.
Thank you, buddy. And I want that hat, by the way. That's
yeah, man. Oh, I mean, it's not like there's a...
No, no. I want yours.
Oklahoma City.
Specifically your hat. Randy, what do you got?
Well, you can check out what I'm up to on Instagram and all social media handles at World of Randy. Also, I have an article coming up with Soberosity soon and some stuff with Playboy coming out.
Mm.
I will follow you obsessively. Stacey?
Check me out on Twitter at Stacey Pressman. Listen to the Pressman Hour and February 9th at 11 o'clock at Westside Comedy Club, the Queens of the Compound.
So are you going to do stand-up? I want you to do stand-up.
I might write a joke.
Woo!
But I'm just better playing off of other people. I don't do well with scripted.
You're not good at playing off me. I'm still waiting for it. We're a year in. Play off me sometimes.
I save this show every goddamn day, Bill.
You know when you take the Lord's name in vain like that? I thought you were a
Catholic. Such an improper thing to say. I need about 6 people to save me. So...
no,
yes,
actually.
And you suck.
Yes.
I can't wait. That's going to be a fun one. And from now on, I will call her Flutesy, I guess. Well, guys, as usual, we go back to this little whippet over here to sum it all up. Ready?
All right. I lied earlier. There is one sort of religious song I like that's in the pop vein.
Oh, God.
Check out Chris Rice, his song Lemonade. It's really good. But, like, it's... I got hair in my mouth. It's deceptively religious.
Wait, how so?
It's more optimistic. And it just says God, like, once in it. Oh, no. And his came out first. But anyways, that's it.
All right. Thanks for that Christian rock recommendation.
For happy ever after. Cause nobody knows what's coming. So why not take a chance on loving? Come on, pour the glass and tell me.